Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe. Thank you for joining me today as we go over the final element in my short series, Incorporating the Elements. Earth is a powerful force that gets taken for granted by so many humans. Yet Mother Earth and those elemental spirits still love us and try to teach us to do better. The element of Earth has many different properties that you may not be aware of. As we have discussed in previous episodes, grounding is one way to connect with Mother Earth. I have some guided meditations called 5 Days of Grounding on my YouTube channel, Tech Witch Nikki, if you would like to learn some different ways to ground and center yourself. Working with crystals is another method to connecting with this enlightening element. Mother Earth has a frequency all her own, and so do all the crystals that are a part of her. So holding a crystal, focusing your energy and will onto that pretty little rock will help you connect with this frequency. Heck, even getting out in nature and just being still will help you connect with this frequency. Mother Earth loves us unconditionally. We can feel the embrace of that love when we go out in nature and just be still, be with her, be ourselves. We can feel it on the breeze, in the rustling of the leaves, in the vibrations of the trees and plants. The element of Earth is the embodiment of stability. Foundations, standing firm against adversity, materializing our manifestations, growth, resilience, and so much more. Do you need to solidify some ideas floating around in that creative noggin of yours? Ground yourself and write them down. That will help focus your intent and ground it into reality. Are your emotions making you feel like you're in stormy seas? Connect with Mother Earth to draw in stabilizing, soothing, balancing energies to help smooth those emotional currents. Now, on the other spectrum of things, are you feeling stuck in a rut? Every day feeling like a drag with the same old, same old? Do you feel like you're just doing the minimum each day to get by and just sort of living instead of thriving? Shake it up by connecting with the earthquake and landslide parts of our Earth Mother. Allow them to help clear out the old ruts, the barriers, the patterns of normalcy, to change up your routine and your mindset. Let the earth shake, rattle, and roll you out of your set in your ways mentality. There are so many different types of earth spirits who want to help us. Many are animal type spirits. They range from regular animals to completely fantastical. There are unicorns, gnomes, elves, and so much more. Now, we cannot forget about the plant and rock spirits either. Many cultures believe that the stones will talk to us if we just open up our minds and listen. And they do in so many ways. You may feel their vibrations, hear their music, or even their voices. Now, grounding and centering ourselves daily is something that I will always recommend. Making that a daily habit, it helps it become easier and faster. You can do it many times a day if you need to as well. It builds up that spiritual muscle memory, and it will eventually become instinctual. So we won't even really have to think about it. A need arises to be grounded, and you just automatically start doing it without having to concentrate. This is what I do every day. So if you have a moment, please close your eyes and do this short exercise with me. If you allow, I am channeling the energies to help with this short visualization. So just accept if you want the assistance. If you feel like it, you may close your eyes and take a nice, big, deep breath. Now, visualize, imagine, or intend whatever feels right to you, that you have roots growing from the bottom of your feet. Push them down into the earth. You can visualize the roots going through the soil, rock, magma, all the way down to the center of the Mother Earth's soul. Now, once you're through the magma and rock, visualize a large, infinite river of light surrounding an iron core. Branch off a small root to this river of light and let it just stay there while you do this process. Push into the core with your main roots, and within you will find glorious crystals, all shining with different colored energies, all wonderful. Anchor your roots to any color or crystal that you wish, one or as many as you need. Now visualize, imagine, or intend any irritations, unhealthy emotions, frustration, negativity, stress, everything that you need to let go of. It's all flowing from all parts of you and down your roots into this beautiful core. We release absolutely everything not in our highest good from within us. Here, all of that will be transmuted into positive and supporting energies. Breathe and let it just all flow down and away from you now. And now, visualize some healing, balancing, calming, and invigorating energies flowing up from these crystals, flow up some of that river of light as well, up your roots and then through all of you, from your feet to your head. You are now connected to Mother Earth, and you are being replenished by her wondrous bounty. Take a breath and just be. When you're ready, open your eyes. I started doing this first thing in the morning and then right before bed each day. It helped me prep for my day and then just release all the gunk from the day before I tried to rest. Once I got into a routine, I found myself sleeping better. I do this to help me consciously choose to stay connected to Mother Earth and to all my guides every single day. I also put out to them that I am grateful for them, for all that they do, and just for being in my life. So I use this as a short daily practice in mindfulness and gratitude. Play around with it. Make it your own. The best practices are the ones that hold meaning for us, that are personal for us. So there is never any set in stone way of doing things, as we are all different and we are all fabulous. Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe. More adventure awaits. For more articles and to work with me as your personal guide, go to www.techwitchlayer.com. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid. You are loved.